State lawmakers will start their 2019 session on Monday. In advance of that, we've been asking a handful of advocacy groups about their top priorities for the new year. Today, PAFCO, the Protecting Arizona's Family Coalition. Shannon Schell is the group's executive director. She spoke with our co-host Mark Brody about the main things she'd like to see happen this year.
We'd love to see a conversation around funding for human services. It was great last year to have such a wonderful and robust conversation around education. The part of that that's missed is talking about kids who need access to food security or maybe don't have safe housing at home, who don't have after-school programs. So we're hoping to have that conversation this year and start talking about the need to reinvest in some of those programs.
Do you see the conversations from last year about education funding with Red for Ed and all that, do you see that in some way as a roadmap for maybe how you can have this conversation?
We'd like to. Education and these human service providers, they go together. One of the things about human services that most people don't understand is it's just not one standalone program. When we talk about welfare, when we talk about human service providers, people may just think of a food bank, or they may think of a homeless shelter. But families who access these programs are accessing them on multiple levels. They may need access to childcare, they may get affordable housing, they may be on SNAP, and their kids go to public school. And all of those things impact children's education.
So what kinds of specific things would you like to see happen? I mean, it sounds like you're talking about more funding for particular programs. Are there some that you think are maybe more important or maybe more pressing at the moment?
I can't say that there's one that's going to rise to the top above others, and that's because we've ignored that community for so long. Back during the recession, we saw a lot of cuts that hit the human services community and not a lot of reinvestment or recovery since then for those programs. So it's hard to say you can't pick one over the other, because when we're talking about people's access, they need housing, they need childcare. There's certainly going to be a lot of conversation around childcare this year, which I think is great. But we need to talk about all these other programs in conjunction with them.
So for these particular priorities, this sounds like it's maybe more of a budget conversation than like an individual bill kind of situation, where you're going to be looking at sort of the broad picture as opposed to we like this bill, we like that bill, we don't like that one over there.
And that's really PAFCO's focus. That's what we were founded on, was coming together as a community and talking about the budgetary needs for the human services community and for the families that access those vital services.
So how do you make your argument to lawmakers and to the governor that with all of the myriad things that government has to fund, and as you've said, a finite amount of money with which to fund it, how do you make the argument that childcare and, you know, help for low-income kids who maybe, you know, are on food stamps, for example, mm-hmm. like this needs to be something that you really focus on?
So I think it's part of a broader conversation around the community that we're trying to build and talking about these programs, while they cost money, also save money. If you're talking about investing money in childcare, now you've got a parent who can work full time or who can take a job that maybe is a little further away but is going to pay them more, which is then going to help stimulate the economy and help maybe get them off of other assistance that they may be utilizing. Or when we talk about something like housing, when we talk about investing in housing, that's cheaper than investing in other programs that individuals might utilize or provide them with opportunities to find a new job or to, you know, find better opportunities or education opportunities that are going to help better their family.
Do you think that given the new numbers in the legislature, the House will have a much slimmer division, that does that give you hope that more of what you would like to see happen might happen this year relative to years past?
I think it certainly makes things more interesting and is going to make it more fun to watch down at the legislature. I don't know if it's going to necessarily help achieve some of the goals or if it's going to make things more challenging. It's yet to be seen. We're still learning who some of these new members are. We're still learning what their priorities are going to be, what experiences they have that they're going to bring to the table. And a lot of those factors are going to weigh in.
All right. That's Shannon Schell, Executive Director of PAFCO, the Protecting Arizona's Family Coalition. Shannon, thanks a lot for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.